There is nothing to fear when it's love that you come from. There is nothing to fear when it's love that you're made of.
Hi, Ginger. This is Alfred Willow Ogden of IPMA, and I'm really glad that you took time out of your amazing schedule to spend a few minutes with us and sharing some of your personal anecdotes and some information with us that we're just really super glad that you could take the time. So welcome.
It's a pleasure, Alfred. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about how you got into music, Ginger.
Well, it was pretty easy because when I was 6 years old, my mom decided that I was going to be taking piano lessons. So she helped me along, and I'm forever thankful. So thankful to her for doing that. And the minute I took to the piano, and as I started to learn little melodies with my one finger, I started writing almost right away. I found my love of music almost immediately. And I stayed with my piano lessons, classical piano lessons, for 10 years. And then after that, I went into high school for performing arts and studied jazz, and meanwhile I was listening to all kinds of music and getting into all kinds of different music from there, and still writing. My writing's evolving, and at the same time my spirituality was evolving as well, and I was always super deep and super into my spiritual path, and so that found its way into my writing also very early in my musical career. And then from there, I was in bands in high school, I was in bands in college, and then I was in bands all through my 20s, and then it just has always been a passion for me. And then just recently, only in this past, I think it's been 6 years now, that I have been a solo artist. So it's been kind of a new exploration for me, but all through all the bands and projects that I've been a contributing writer, so songwriting has always been a very important part of my life.
Well, fantastic.
Did I answer your question?
It sure did, Ginger. I mean, it's really fantastic to hear how it started so young for you and how it kind of dovetails with your own spirituality, mm-hmm. and that, and we can hear your spirit in all of your music that we play on WCAS, and because it really touches people's hearts and souls. So I'm really honored and really glad to see how you have been able to bring all of that together and to be able to give your vision from your heart, which is what I really see a lot. There you have it. So not fangirl quite, but it's close. You're welcome. So
it's such a blessing for me as well.
Well, thank you. So a lot of your music and a lot of your spirituality, it's that kind of almost metaphysical nature to a lot of the way that you are. In my estimation. And so what do you think is like the best thing about being a spiritual musician rather than just a musician?
Oh, well, there's no question about it. It's the people and the communities. In all my travels, I have met the coolest, most mythical, magical, epic people that I could have ever dreamed of, and far beyond my dreams. The people that I have met and the communities that I've bonded with, it's just been amazing. And my tribe grows more and more, and I just feel so rich with the people in my life and the connections I've made through my music. It's amazing, and it continues to amaze me and just fill me up. I love every minute of it.
So if a person was going to listen to just one of your songs, Which one would it be for you that you would want them to absolutely, unequivocally, they need to listen to this one? Yeah, I know, that's a hard question, I know.
It is, but I guess, you know, I mean, I've had a lot of people tell me that Come Down has been an instrumental song for them in their life and in their spirituality, and for many people of many different paths, that song resonates, and the drums are so powerful, and the drums in the recording of the song are many, many important members of the drumming community in Texas, some of them who are no longer with us. So it has that heartbeat of the community in it. So, and it has the feeling of all the connections that I have made and continuing to make, along with all the spiritual magic that's been done and growth that's happened. So if I could only, you know, like, it's the desert island question, right?
Yes, it
like,
is.
You could take one song with you.
Yes, it is. That's why I came up with it.
So I would, yes, Come Down, it's on my Hand and Hammer CD. And that would be
one. Fantastic. Fantastic. So how can we in the IPMA help you to enhance your personal musical reality?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because what is my musical reality? I could get into philosophy here.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
You
Junior, come
me,
on.
Yeah, right? You, you just being here is enhancing my musical reality because one of the biggest challenges to being an alternative spiritual artist, a pagan artist, is the lack of venues in mainstream and out there in the world. There's so many resources for independent artists, which is beautiful, and it gets more and more all the time. But when you go to distribute your music, they will ask you, what category are you? And there is no category for the pagan artist. You can't just say pagan. You have to say, you have to go through all these different loops. So you're just being here and representing a pagan community and all the people like you who are doing similar things, different radio streaming programs, different platforms for the pagan artists. That's what you do to make our musical reality better by just being here and allowing a space for the pagan music to shine and to be featured. And I am so happy for you and for all the others that are endeavoring to do this. I'm so very thankful. And so keep it up. Keep up the good work. And support a pagan artist. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, we will certainly do that. And we love you and all of your work equally and are just really honored by the gods to actually be able to facilitate this very strong need that we all feel within the pagan musical community. So thank you for that, Ginger. So I have one more question for you. And what message do you want to share with those who will listen to this interview?
Well, I want to say that if you're here and you're listening to this and you're supporting these artists in this community, I want to say thank you for that. Thank you for being here, for listening. We love you. We need you. We appreciate all that you do because there are so many awesome fans of the music in this community that are exceptional, above and beyond the other communities that I've played with. Their passion, their energy, their force is such a beautiful thing, and I don't get a chance to thank people enough. Based on the effect it's had in my life and for my career, that's the main message I want to say. Thank you for all that you do to help us keep making our music.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Ginger. And you are up for, you are one of the nominees for the Pagan Music Awards for Best Female Artist. And I hope that you are satisfied with the results when they occur sometime in the next several months as voting is getting ready to start. I truly, truly appreciate you taking time out of your amazing schedule right now to spend with me these few minutes to be able to share with us your vision and your music. It is an honor and truly a blessing to all of us, Ginger. Thank you so much for your time and your energy, and I look forward to meeting you sometime this summer myself.
I look forward to that too, Alfred. I trust that our paths will cross this year, and thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure.